Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation today. Lots to talk about, of course. Bart, what are you doing? There's a lot going on right now wherever Bart is. There's a lot happening right now where Bart is. And the one thing that's not happening is a radio show. That is abundantly clear. So hopefully he remembers that at 12 o'clock we start a show. He'll be here momentarily, I'm sure.
What
do you mean, what? What do you do at 12 o'clock every day?
I was letting you do the intro.
I did.
Hanran.
Yeah, I think we need the bell
to get
you ready. How are you not fired up for this show today?
I am.
You are.
I was wondering about your interpretation
of
and what you feel about this last two minute report or whatever that crap is. Like, do we care?
Well, like, what do you mean, but do we care? You care because now a play that was a critical play, you find out, might should have been waved off now.
But it's still too stupidity. So I feel like now Philly can't say nothing. Now, well, I feel like if you win this next game, they got to shut up. Nobody want to hear about, oh, well, Maxey and he got fouled and we were trying to call a timeout.
Okay,
call it even and shut up.
I want to know what people think because this has become like a thing now in our business. Now, fans
we
are one thing,
those,
but
yeah.
In the media, it's like this. There's a lot of people in the media that are now, this is, the L2M has become worse for the NBA than originally planned. It was supposed to be for clarity.
Transparency.
It was supposed to be for transparency, right, exactly. It was supposed to be one of those, we're going to acknowledge our mistakes, mm-hmm. so everybody knows that we are aware that there was a mistake made. And at first, it was like, okay, good. Acknowledge the mistake was made. But now it's almost become worse that when things are pointed out, it turns into a whole controversy of, oh my God, that shouldn't have happened. This shouldn't have happened. Like, I really think we could do a whole show. And I was thinking about doing this. Have a podcast called L2M, and every episode is going back in history and finding like a last 2 minute play that was like a historic play.
Can I start?
You got one?
Yes. Let me start.
Give me one.
The phantom foul on Bill Laimbeer on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that cost the Pistons a championship.
Was that in the last 2 minutes?
Yes.
It was?
I believe so. Yes.
Right.
That's what put him on the line and took the game away.
Okay. See, that's what I mean. How about this? We reviewed the play, and in fact, Michael Jordan did push off.
Oh, Russell Will. Yeah.
Like, this you know dude, what I mean? This.
Yeah, that, Russell, like, man. He's like yeah,
think
thank
about how
you.
Many plays you can go back and check. Dwight Clark, were both feet down. Did he get both feet down? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could go through. So, you know, Jeffrey Mayer, the L2M tells us that shouldn't have been a home run.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine?
I don't know.
How many
I don't
plays
know.
In history you could go back on
but you know
and
what's
reveal
crazy?
That shouldn't have been what we thought it was?
Yeah, they snitching on themselves because guess what?
What was it, five downs? Like, there's so many things that you could go back to and you could do that with. So I want to know from everybody listening because I'll tell you what I think of that play. And also the idea that now the series is even when it comes to failed calls late. But I just want to know, as a fan, because in media right now, all people in media are talking about this, and they're all saying that the NBA should get rid of the L2M. It is doing more harm than good, and it really only makes the product look worse because it is acknowledged as something is, oh, that was a missed call. And it just creates more conversation about it instead of just moving on. After the game, you can do it, and then you move on. But because it comes out the next day, it gives you another day of life to talk about a mistake that was made. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
I mean, you got a lot going on right now. So I'm just like, I think like I want to know if people really care that much to see this last 2 minute report, and if it's something that, if you think it's good, should all leagues do it? That they put out a memo after every game that's close, and then watch back, like whether it's balls and strikes in the last two innings.
Pete Alonso yesterday.
Oh my God, that's for sure, and that's what I was leading into. The Pete Alonso thing, I still don't understand what the actual call was at the end of that game when it was about blocking the plate. Like, no, did he get his hand down or not?
Yes.
Did he beat the tag? And it looked like he did. But the call on the field was that he didn't, and they didn't have enough evidence to overturn that. But, I mean, I understood
not
why.
Enough evidence.
Why Mendoza lost his mind. I would have lost my mind, too.
Talk about the game. So, Pete Alonso, come on, man. Can you get a better catch?
Well,
get off, man.
First of all, you couldn't have anybody slower.
Let's just go ahead and slide then.
Can I ask you a question? Why not pinch run there?
Yeah, he's like the polar bear. Exactly. Yeah,
he's not the fastest guy, right?
He's like what's the guy they used to call a buffalo? He's half a second faster than the buffalo, never would have said. My God.
Now, again, I don't know if this was answered. I honestly, we got a 9 o'clock tip tonight. I took this morning.
What are you going to do between all
so
that
I
time?
Didn't really pay attention to a lot of things this morning when it comes to like what DNR was saying. They had their thing at Publicans. I think they're probably at Citi Field now having a day, right? Like unfolding. I hope it doesn't rain. I don't think it's supposed to.
No, the sun just came out here.
The sun is out. It's not out. I didn't realize the sun came out because it was cloudy all morning.
It's really sunny over here, so I don't know how far.
Well, I don't think
Citi
Field's anywhere near where you are. But
well, Citi Field and LaGuardia is like, you know, probably like 25 minutes. So I would think that the sun, I can see 25 minutes away in the sky.
Okay. Well, regardless, I hope they have a great day. But I don't know what they said when it comes to what happened on that play. But that's another example of
they should have the call-in to shows. They should have call-in shows. They should have to call into our show because we want to
a little
figure
busy,
out.
And no, I no. probably think they've got a few of those zing-zangs going.
No,
right
but that's what I'm saying. We want to monitor, like, at what point do they get, like, belligerently drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, anybody at the party that might be listening to us, you certainly can. I mean, because they're doing a tailgate.
Yeah, do a report.
Call in live from their tailgate and tell me if it's fun.
Yeah, because I want to know how
you're
having
drunk a good
they
time.
Are.
Were you know on the train with Rick? Were you holding hands? Because like I want to know everything about the trip from Publicans to Citi Field.
Or did you put calamine lotion on before to make sure that you ain't getting no rash?
I bet you Rick was wearing gloves. 100% he was wearing gloves. Maybe even a mask.
Were you wearing mittens?
Masked up. Can you imagine if one of them gets sick before Sunday's pickle thing?
Oh, yeah. Then they got to try and play hurt. You know, they're getting hydration, drinking Pedialyte
like
in between.
Saturday somebody wakes up and it's like –
like, oh, God.
Black lung.
I got the flu. Oh, that'd be so funny.
The vid got me.
Have to play through adversity.
And then they have to play through it because they put so much into it. Like, why would you schedule, hey, let's do a meet and greet random people that are just going to come and just.
Let's go to the Petri dish of germs.
Then 2 days later, I got to play a match for whatever the hell they're playing for. I mean, that's a great idea to schedule it like that. All it takes is one. You know how it is.
Because it takes like 2 days to get sick, right? So like if you get it Saturday. Exposure. Yeah, exposure is today. Saturday night, like I have chills. Like, no, bro, better show up.
Could you imagine, though, if one of them wakes up Saturday and they, whatever, like you just said, they wake up with chills, they wake up with like a stomach flu, something or that could ruin Sunday.
They got to go to.
Why would
they
you, like you should do the pickle thing first, then the game.
Yeah.
Right? Then meet with people. Like, right now, you should be in quarantine making sure you stay strong. Immune system stays up. Take all that zinc. Get ready. Because you know if you lose this thing.
You'll never hear from
her. Anita Marks, she's a world-class trash talker. Like, she won't stop.
Yeah.
And then Imani, you know Imani, he's so smug. Imani will just, you know, he'll do his passive-aggressive comments left and right. I mean, it's a Michigan man. Is there anyone more smug than a Michigan man?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, hopefully.
Have Tom Brady call.
You know, they do some social distancing. Maybe they put the guys in a bubble. Whatever they do, though, let's just make sure. Like, if you're there, though, call them. I'd love to hear how it's going at the tailgate that they're doing at Citi Field. All right, 800-919-3776. Again, there's a lot to do today on the show because it's sort of like that. The ending of the Met game. Both baseball teams, by the way, playing at 1 o'clock. Yankees got the win. Luis Gil with how do you beat the Orioles when you can only score two runs? Shut him out. That's he was great. He was terrific. Good for him. And then the Mets, obviously, the controversial ending, a 1-0. And think about it. Boy, a whole lot of offense out of the baseball teams yesterday. But still, that ending was a great example of, again, the clarity that you want to have with officiating in sports. And whether or not what the league did, what the NBA did with the L2M was something you wanted to hear. Now, let me give you what I think before we get to the calls. First and foremost, I can't get mad at that because, Bart, when we all – did anybody say, I think he traveled there?
Nah. I mean
– the only thing I heard was Monica McNutt say he leaned in and maybe you could – maybe it's a no call because he was seeking contact.
Yeah.
The only thing Monica thought, so I give her credit, was that she was like, was he leaning in? Was he trying to draw contact?
Yeah, he did.
If so, maybe you just don't call it, like play on. He hits the three and you say nothing because Mitch kept his arms up.
Yeah,
but nobody said a word about, oh, he took a step, he took a shuffle step. Nobody saw that. So real time, no way an official is going to see that.
Yeah, it was so subtle.
Yeah.
And so, you would have had, is that something that could have been challenged?
And they didn't have any challenges left.
Ooh.
They didn't have any challenges left.
They used the challenge,
I think, right before that, if I'm not mistaken. I think you get one back in overtime, if I'm not mistaken. But I think they did not have a challenge at that time. But usually on scoring, on plays like that in the last 2 minutes, if they weren't sure about where his feet were, they'll watch it back. Like they'll make sure it's a three. Like they'll do the twirl finger thing.
Right.
And that'll be like, okay, next stoppage, we need to check and make sure it's a three, not a two. But there was no doubt that he was behind the line. But if they did review it, maybe they would have seen the foot shuffle. I don't know if they can then take the points off the board by saying he walked, because I don't think you can do that. I think you're only checking to see if the feet were behind the line. So regardless, I don't think there was any way to have caught that. And anybody that says that, oh, the officials should have seen that, you're out of your mind. There's no way. So that's one part of it. You can't get frustrated. You can't get mad as a fan because the league saw on slow motion that he traveled and it shouldn't have been a three-point shot. It shouldn't have been a four-point play. And then obviously the series should be over, right? He doesn't make that shot, the series is over. But I'm going to say this to those who are like, all right, fine, now they're even. No, they're not. There's still an imbalance when it comes to calls in the series.
Yeah.
And the imbalance is the fact that Joel Embiid was allowed to stay in the game in Game 3. It's as simple as that. You can say anything you want to say. I don't care. You're going to be wrong when you tell me I'm wrong. You're wrong to say that, no, he should have stayed in the game. That's a bunch of crap.
Well,
that's a flagrant two. Everybody who knows basketball knows it's a flagrant two. He should have been out of the game, and he wasn't. So this is not now, we're even. No, you're not even because that guy got to stay in a game, and he had a 50-point before, and they won. So, no, it's not even. It's still imbalanced. They shouldn't have that game, or at least they shouldn't have him helping them win that game. So we're still imbalanced. Now, with that in mind, guess who's officiating tonight's game, Bart?
Who?
The NBA put out their referee assignments just a few minutes this morning, 9 a.m. And for this game tonight, the umpire is Mark Lindsay. You're going to say, okay, who's that? I'm going to tell you, just a guy. The referee, one referee, is Billy Kennedy. Now, you know Billy Kennedy, right? Billy Kennedy, you'd know him if you saw him. Billy Kennedy is the ref who, when there's reviews, he puts both arms on the scores table.
Oh, okay. Black
flexes
guy.
Flexes his biceps. And then he's got the very deep tone voice.
Is he black?
And he loves
so we call him the black
to
Hockley.
Talk about each
we should call
and
should
how
call,
it goes.
We should call him Black Hockley.
But he has like a way about him when he describes, you know, what they're reviewing. He's very personal. He's hilarious.
Okay.
And the crew chief, Scott Foster.
I can rock with it. You know, Scott.
What do you mean? He's a notorious he's official.
Funny. Yeah, I know. CP3's guy, right?
Yes. And not really his guy. But Chris Paul has never won a playoff game when Scott Foster has officiated it.
So maybe he hates Joel Embiid like he hates – or maybe he hates Kyle Lowry like he hates – because they both like to – they game kind of similar.
Yeah. Well,
as far as the antics.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. For him, I don't think it's anything – like some Knicks fans are freaking out about it. And I'm telling you, I think this is a good crew. And I don't think Scott Foster's a problem as much as the Chris Paul thing is there. But for the most part, I don't think he's a problem. I think in a road game, in a game six, I think you'd want a guy like both of these guys, by the way, Billy Kennedy, he's good too. You got two guys that you would see in an NBA Finals, right?
So that means.
So this is good. Like the league is, basically they know how tight the series is. They know how physical it's been.
Let's get some order.
Let's get some guys who are going to keep order. And I think so. So there you go. So that's part of it too tonight. So tonight's game, which is a late start, which is bizarre on the East Coast, that's already going to throw everybody off.
But it's also going to be a game
that, you know, is going to be interesting on many levels, including the officiating, which we know has been a prevailing issue throughout the series, calls and no calls.
You know, we have a lot of these days in the life. I would love to see, like, days in the life of Alan Hahn on a 9 o'clock call. Like, what can you do or what are you going to do in between that time? You know what I mean? Because you're basically telling me that you're not going to be done today to at least minimum 1:30.
Yeah, and then I'm waking up at 5:30.
Yeah, you might as well just sleep there. You know what I'm saying? Sleep in your same suit, well, and then just take the tie off.
First of all, I don't know if anybody really pays attention to clothes when they're. I make it a point to wear very boring stuff because then you don't notice how much I wear them. There's people when you wear really flashy stuff, you can really tell. Like, oh, you didn't just wear that.
Yep.
So I try to keep it really simple and just switch out ties, right? That's my thing. Because, gotcha. A, I can't afford a lot of suits, the good ones.
But that's what I'm saying.
B, I don't want to.
First of all, we need to get you a sponsor. First of all, we need there's no way you should
We had
be
that
eight,
going
eight,
for a little
eight,
while.
Should be getting eight free suits a year.
Yeah, we had that going for a little bit. But anyways. Is it bad that if I'm going to wear the same suit tonight? Like, I did this,
no,
obviously.
Hell
I did this
no.
The other night. Same bro. Suit tonight that I'm going to wear tomorrow and
no,
get
it's
up.
It's the just same day. It's the same day. It's $5. It's 5 hours later. It's the same day, son.
5 hours later.
Like,
so you
it's
don't,
not
you have a problem with that?
What's that?
Switching it. Just if I switch out
no,
the tie.
No, bro. You're going to have the suit on. When you put the suit on at 9 o'clock, that's not even 12 hours.
I'm not putting it on at 9. That's when the tip-off is. I'm putting it on. We know we have an hour pregame, by the way. Hour pregame tonight.
Right.
8 o'clock on the air on MSG,
right.
Leading you into a 9 o'clock tip-off. So I have to – I mean, call
so
time is like 7.
So you're not even – but that's what I'm saying. You're not even 8 to 8. By the time you don't get up, it hasn't even been 12 hours, son.
That's right.
So it's basically the same day. You took a nap in between the day.
Well, it's funny because isn't call time on get up 7 a.m.? The meeting
that's
is
what I'm
at
saying.
6. But
that's what I'm saying.
Call time's at 7.
That's what I'm saying. So you're talking about it's not even 12 hours.
I mean, as long as you think it's all right.
Because you took a nap. You took a nap, son. It's like when the Super Bowl, they go party at night and they show up in the same clothes the day
that's a little different. When you're partying, nobody cares. I mean, I did that when I was doing the Radio Morning Show Network with Keyshawn and J. Will filling in those, remember those months? That year, the Islanders went to the conference finals. And I went to one of the home games. I'm trying to remember if it was the conference final. It might have been in the conference finals. Whatever it was, I went. Yeah, it was the conference finals. I went to one of the home games. It was an overtime win. I think it was the Beauvillier goal, actually. And, like, we were out late after that game. D. Wood was there, right? Damian Woody. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, like, that were there that I knew. And we all just, like, went crazy after that game. And, I mean, beer all over me. Just they were throwing everything in that when he scored that goal. And I literally wore the exact same shirt. Everything I was wearing to the game because I didn't have enough time to go home. So the shirt like smelled of beer. Four-hour radio show.
But that's why you got to have some Obsession Fahrenheit. You got to either have some Brute Fahrenheit, Polo Sport, or Nautica.
High karate.
Or Michael Jordan. Remember the Michael Jordan that smelled
Jordan,
like grapefruit? It's
I
like grapefruit.
The Jordan fragrance, yeah. Yeah, whatever it takes tonight. I don't care. Whatever it takes tonight. That's what we're going to do. But, yes, you're going to look tomorrow. You're going to go, damn, wasn't Alan wearing that suit last night on MSG? Yes, he was.
Wearing that 4 hours ago? Like, yeah, who doesn't wear their clothes 4 hours? In, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's going to be crazy, man, like because hopefully we're celebrating a victory. Yep. So, like, you know, you pull up with the victory cigar. And say, hey, I get the weekend off, and guess what? I get a whole nother series. I get to get that cheese on my taco.
Listen, I need the weekend off for a million reasons, but most importantly, Callie's playing in a tournament, and I want to go see her. She's playing against boys, too. I want to see her play.
And they're going to be like, oh, that's the Knicks guy.
No, no,
man,
no.
Didn't they win?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, they're going to say
Kelly's
that.
Kelly's dad.
That's Zach
Kelly's
Hahn's
dad. Oh.
That's Zach Hahn's dad.
That's the quad
in hockey, in hockey circles, that's what they say. They
don't, that's the quad guy.
They don't follow basketball in hockey circles. They don't know who I am.
They don't call him the quad guy?
They're working on it.
Not
yo,
yet,
by the way, since you brought that up.
Today was leg day,
to,
by the way.
He's up to 500.
Today was leg day, too, by the way.
Oh, you feeling it?
That's why it was hard for me to limp to the mic.
Oh,
it was hard, no, not limp like that. It was hard for me to walk to the mic, say.
Last set,
15 sets, 15 reps.
15?
Yeah. But it's on like rep 100 and like so these are reps 90 to 105.
Right.
So it's like 395 for 15 on my seventh set. So I go 15 and I go up every. So I start at 225.
What do you do, a pyramid?
It's a reverse pyramid. I'm going up the pyramid. I do Mount Everest.
Yes.
Because when you get up there,
start
it's
low rep,
it's thin
you go to
up
the
there.
Highest rep, then you go back.
No. I start with same reps, everything. So 225, 275.
Oh,
305,
right.
315.
So you're up in the weight.
Yes.
Yes.
Every time. 315. And it becomes cardio after a while. 315.
Right.
So I do 315 twice. Then I go to 360. I go to 375. And then I end on 395 for 15.
I'm too old for that, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But he's up to 500, just so you know.
My ass
you know what
hurts.
I'm talking about. You motivated him.
Yeah, my ass hurts.
You motivated him with your message, your video message to
him. Ah.
Got him all fired up.
Yes, son. The quad daddy.
Yeah. Anyways, so the L2M, if anybody wants to complain about it, you can try. But I'm telling you, it has no impact on me whatsoever. I don't look back and go, oh, no, they said they got screwed. No, there's no way an official is going to see that.
Especially if the coach
and I wonder
see
if,
it,
as a fan, do you
this,
really it? Need that? You need to see these reports the next day? Is that important to you or not? Because there's so many people in the media bar. Like I'm hearing it from several friends of mine who was texting me. They're like, this is a bad idea. The NBA should stop doing this. It's not really having the effect they thought it would have. It's prolonging. It's breathing life back into a controversial ending when you bring it back the next day. Like all that stuff that they're saying. And I said, well, they're not doing it for the media. They're doing it for fans. And I don't know. Does it matter that much to fans? 800-919-3776. Al in the Bronx. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's
yeah,
happening?
So listen. When it comes to this LTM, like at the end of the day, it does make me feel better. That they are taking accountability. They know they messed up. However, though, if you're going to be taking accountability, I need some real accountability. I know we can't play these games again. But how about a ref not get to, if they're going to make that type of mistake, they get some type of a tech or whatever.
What do?
Like, they start the next game with a tech or something like that? Like you want the team
yeah,
to have
like
to pay for
to,
it?
Yeah, or you said they don't get to, they don't
get a challenge?
Something. Or maybe, yeah, or something, man. Like these refs.
But why does a team? See, here's the thing. Why does a team have to get punished for a ref making a mistake?
That's what I'm saying. The ref needs to be punished somehow.
Oh, the ref
gets punished because they get graded. They get graded down. The ref gets graded down, and they don't.
Oh, yeah,
get
no,
high
they
end
do.
Games.
No, there's definitely accountability, Al.
That's always happened. Regardless,
you make enough of those mistakes, you're not going to see the light of day in the postseason. And those checks.
So can we add it up the same way we add up Draymond Green's checks? Can we add up these things for the rest of so the public can see that the ref has been penalized for that?
I wonder if somebody would ever do those analytics. I think there is actually an analytic on officials and reviews and what their record is against reviews.
We need transparency. Like,
I know, I think there is.
The last 2 minutes, we need transparency to see that, okay, guess what? That ref, he's made this mistake so many times. That would make the fans feel a lot better because like, we're not hearing anything about that, the basic fan. We only see this last 2 minute report. And that kind of hurts us. Yeah, you're right. It's rubbing the salt back in the wound. But if I know that a ref has been penalized for that, I'm going to feel a little bit better. Be like, you know what? I'm okay with that footlocker-looking guy.
You know? You know what I'm saying?
You know what else is true? Thank you, Al. You know what else is true, Bart? In the age of sports betting, you might want to have the statistics available so that if you're placing a bet, you kind of have that factored in as well.
The ref that's doing the game.
Like the ref has a certain, whatever it is, his, you know, like a tendencies, call more, call less, all that stuff. Like, obviously, you should do your own homework.
But this is the thing. That's what I'm saying. The people doing their own homework, it says that's what separates them from being a professional, better gambler than some other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. I wonder. I thought I saw, like, a website.
I know we used to do that. We knew what guys called. We had a scouting report when we do our opening, like, scouting report, you know, before we do our install for a game. Mm-hmm. We know what refs are doing, what they call, what their tendencies are, what they'll let you get away with, or what, you know, traditionally they'll let you get away with. That's all part of our stuff. That's why
there
we
say,
because these people, we can do different stuff.
Ref Analytics, you got to have a membership, though. Obviously, it's a service to pay for, but I figured somebody would have that.
Yeah,
Ethan in Montclair,
smart.
Ethan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's happening?
I wanted to sort of piggyback off that last caller because, you know, again, it's one of these things where if there's no visible repercussions, you know, how long does it take to institute that these guys, you know, sort of get demoted? You know, I know there's no set number of missed calls per se, but, you know, things like the Embiid flagrants, the multiple missed calls, it's like, you know,
right.
It's obviously played out for both sides. But, you know, there's got to be something from the NBA showing, like, hey, this is sort of what we've done to you know, help the situation a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there are – it's like what Tom Thibodeau called it. I'm more concerned with the first 48 minutes, which is, of course, when other things happen that can impact the rest of the game. And that – yeah, he's getting fouled. To me, that's when I go back to the Embiid thing in Game 3. Those first 5 to 8 minutes of the game, he was completely out of control. And he was called for a flagrant one, and another one was just simply called a tech. It really could have been a flagrant one, and that would have ejected him. And then the other one that it was called a flagrant one could have also been a flagrant two, which would have ejected him. But one way or another, the guy was doing everything possible to get thrown out of the game, and they wouldn't do it. And that, to me, is again, and then he goes on to have a 50-point performance, and his team wins. So it was an unfair advantage based on officiating that was, a lot of people would agree, was the wrong choice, was incorrect. And there were plenty of people that are in the business that are not Knicks fans, so don't think I'm basing this off fans. I base a lot of stuff off, you know, people that are impartial in what they think. Because a lot of times we look at things, as we always do, from our perspective because we're so close to things, right? You know, I always believe in you just take the aerial view. You know, you get up in the helicopter, you look down, you see the world a lot differently. And so I asked people about it, and everybody said he should have been thrown out. He was clearly out of control. He should have been thrown out. And it was clearly like are we really throwing out an MVP right now in a playoff game? 5 minutes in the first home game. Like, are we really doing that? And so they were hoping he would just calm down. But what was the damage was already done because Robinson had gotten hurt and he didn't come back in the rest of the game. And that was it. So don't tell me about balance and now it's fair and all that stuff. It's still not balanced. Forget that. But also forget the idea that the Knicks got screwed in Game 5. Knicks screwed themselves. That's the bottom line. They got to save themselves tonight. All right, we'll get to calls. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So tonight it is Game 6, Knicks and Sixers. Can the Knicks rebound after blowing Game 5 the way they did? Is there concern they'll now lose the series? Not to Michael Kay.
The Sixers have to win 3 in a row against a Knicks team that won 50 games this year. I don't think they're going to do it. Was the loss disconcerting? Yep. Did they do everything wrong to lose? Yep. Could you say they choked? Yep. Are they going to lose the series? Nope. They're not. Show me this Sixer team that's going to win Game 6 and Game 7. I don't see it.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM and the all-new ESPN New York app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We hate Philly. If I catch flight, it's going to be direct.
I hate Joel. I hate the fact that he played. You hear how mad he is. But that's what I'm saying.
We can say the same one and put, I hate Joel Embiid. I hate his sweat. I hate his neck. I hate the black on his back.
See, why haven't you done that yet?
I hate this track on Joel Embiid.
You could have delivered one.
For USA. You ain't from here.
All right, tell you what. This is your assignment. If the Knicks lose tonight, tomorrow, I need a diss. You're going to do a diss track for Embiid. You're going to put it over this beat.
That's why
Jake's going to put it together, and we're going to play it on the show.
That's why you got cerebral palsy, Bricker. I got to figure out how to put it.
You're really going to have to. Yeah, you're going to have to work on it, but I'd prefer you do it off the air.
Gotcha.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, we all might lose our job after.
I'm going to call Jay.
We all know the only one that's going to lose the job.
I'm going to call Jay to a rule, tell him to write me a ghost track.
Why don't you just do it yourself? You aren't talented enough? You know, Dinahan used to do his own music.
Do we got any examples?
Absolutely we do. I've played them for you before.
Yeah, I know, but I need to be refreshed. Maybe we need to be refreshed to the skills.
They're actually pretty good. He had a couple of good diss tracks, too. There was several. They're somewhere in the system that I could find it, but
what's his name? MC Cool Whip?
No.
Oh, okay. What's your rap name, D?
I never came up with my own rap name, but
man, you got
Rick,
albums. And you
Rick ain't... used to call me Drake's Cakes.
Drake's Cakes, right?
Drake's Cakes. Okay, go with that.
He was Ricky Rose with Drake's Cakes.
Drake's Cakes.
Yeah, and they'd go into the studio every now and then. A track would appear, and it was usually awfully good, if you know what I mean.
No doubt.
So did you saw the story about tonight's game, right? And the idea that. The Sixers owners got together and bought tickets for Game 6.
That's right? Pathetic. That's pathetic,
Michael
too.
Rubin
Can
and
y'all
company.
Tell I'm playing with my input?
Yeah, they got
That's
together.
That's crazy.
Wait.
That's crazy. Can y'all hear me? I'm playing with my input now.
Why,
now I know
why
what
are you
button
doing that? Why are you doing that right now?
It feels like an off-air thing.
Yeah. Phrasing?
Don't play with your input on the air, please. So Josh Harris, Michael Rubin, David Blitzer,
That's
all
pathetic.
Them.
That's
they,
so pathetic.
Rubin announced yesterday that they bought more than 2,000 tickets for Game 6.
That's pathetic. It's a he Game said, 6. Your city can't buy them?
He said, we cannot let Knicks fans take over our arena again. And he said that they're going to give them to first responders and healthcare professionals and other local Philadelphia-based organizations.
Yeah, they're gonna be New York fans. Here's the thing.
Here's the problem. It's 2,000 tickets. The building
nothing.
Is like 20,000 seats.
Yeah, we still in the building.
And by the way, a quick look at StubHub will tell you that there are still many, many seats available. So
that's crazy.
I don't even think we need a call to action here because it's already 12 o'clock. The game doesn't start until 9 o'clock. There's a lot of people who can work and then still go to this game tonight in New York.
Yeah, you ain't
lying. Think about it.
You can get off work at 5 o'clock, take the train.
I can get to the game and still get dinner before the game because it starts so late.
You can eat downtown Philly.
this 9 o'clock start could work against Philadelphia when it comes to keeping New Yorkers out of that building. Because if it was a 7 p.m., that's hard. I can't work and get there, right? I can't.
And
but it's a 9 o'clock tip. Oh, hell yeah, I could do that.
And usually most people do 4 day weeks working. So Friday, they ain't even got to go in.
It doesn't even matter. You can get home in time in the morning. Friday, you work from home kind of deal.
That's
but
what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Live in Jersey and you work in Manhattan, you could work a
drive.
Full day, go on to StubHub, buy a bunch of tickets, get in your car, go down there, catch the game, come back and do your remote on Friday.
You know what's funny?
And not miss a day of work and still go to the game and raise hell. I don't even need a call to action. I expect there to be a lot of Knick fans in the building tonight. I do.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be overwhelmingly. It's going to be loud, yes.
Yeah, but what's funny is if we would have bought 3,000 and gave away to New York first responders. So then you have beef. Like, yeah, look at that second. Look at the second. We should buy them now.
What New York billionaire is willing to buy?
What do you mean?
Like, as
Dolan should buy it.
That would be hilarious.
And say, y'all so damn broke.
Give them to Garden of Dreams Foundation kids. Put them all, like, just get a whole bunch of, like, of buses.
No,
bring them down.
Forget the kids.
Just load it up.
No, forget them kids. They're going to be too worried about hot dogs and stuff like that. No. I want to get – like, you put out the secondary market, like New York firemen and
they're
first
all
responders
on the secondary
are
market.
Better, right?
I mean, just
are better,
second now,
right?
There's a ton of tickets available for this game tonight.
But that's what I'm saying. They're better, right? Everything in New York is supposed to be better when you think about it, right? You talk about we're supposed to have better – you know, we got the best first responders. We got the best firemen, best police officers. Right, so send them down there so they can look down upon the Philadelphia people. Like, yeah, you know who we're here. We're in the building. It's like when you go, like Jake know what it is. Like when you go into the, you get your little table, and then them ballers come in, and they start popping them by. They lighten it up like it's the 4th of July.
Oh, sparklers everywhere.
Yeah, sparklers everywhere. You got there early, so you put your sparkler out. You put your sparkler out late. You know what I'm saying? You put your sparkler out, and you out of sparkler money. You know what I'm saying? They come in and they just lighten it up. It's like, yo, does somebody turn the lights on? Because they keep coming with sparklers all day. You just feel little.
I'm telling you.
We should do that to Philadelphia first responders.
I'm curious about the, like how people feel about, like, is this a bad look for the Sixers organization?
I wonder if our star.
Like, your fan base is that bad that you're so afraid that you're going to get overrun. Dawn Staley, who's a huge Sixers fan, she was at the game 4. Mm-hmm. She put out a tweet, "I need Wells Fargo Center full of Sixers fans. Season ticket holders, do not sell your tickets to Knick fans. I repeat, do not sell your tickets to Knick fans. Pour into our Sixers. We can really do this ish, man."
You're begging your fans
to go to
you're
a playoff
Dawn,
game?
You're asking Dawn Staley to bet. That's because obviously.
That's more embarrassing than having a lot of Knick fans in your building is begging fans to come to a playoff game. What the hell is this? James Harden telling you to buy a Nets ticket and I'll sign an autograph? Like, what are you doing here? It's the Sixers.
Clearly, Philly fans can't afford it.
This is embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying? But seriously, like, clearly that's what it is. They got the tickets up, and the fans like, nah, I ain't paying that for that.
Yeah, and nobody's buying them.
Like, yeah, crazy.
Because they don't believe in your team. They don't believe in your team right now.
They don't believe in spending that type of money. Like, nah, hell no, I ain't spending that. How much?
Honestly, how bad of a look is this? Whether they win or lose tonight, it doesn't matter because they got a good team. But the fact that you have to ask your fans
do they have a good team if
to
they
buy
get,
tickets and please don't resell them?
Do they have
Are
a
you
good team
serious?
If they, do they have a good team if they get eliminated in the first round?
Do they have a good – well, because, I mean, they do have a good team. That's a good team. Their MVP was hurt all year, and he's all banged up.
Oh.
Maxey has emerged into a star.
And they're barely trying to beat the team that's missing their star. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how good that team
is. Well,
I
mean, the Knicks is second. The Knicks are number two team in the East, man. It's not like the Knicks are trash.
I'm just saying if Julius
There's
Randle
six
was,
games in against the second best team in the East. That's saying a lot.
I'm just saying if Julius Randle was in, maybe they already would have been.
Oh, I think the series might have been over. Yeah, I think you're right. Series might have been over. We don't know.
Might have got swept.
Yeah, but if Joel Embiid wasn't hurt, who knows what that was here. You know, like, so there's so many ways you can look at it. I don't care, though. The point is that you're an NBA franchise that has been around a long time in one of the best sports cities in the country, and you're begging your fans to come to the game.
So pathetic.
And you're buying tickets up so that diehard Knicks fans can't do it.
So pathetic.
Can we now acknowledge what you're like? This is the power of New York.
So pathetic.
But I'm telling you, that 9 o'clock start, that don't tell me that that doesn't like when you say why is it not – this favors the Knicks in one way, and that is more people from New York can go to the game because you don't have to take the day off from work or take a half day.
But
you can get down to that game in 2 hours. Easy.
But what I'm wondering is if our stars are going to go.
Who cares?
You know what I'm saying? It's Spike, Tracy.
I think Starks will be there because he went to game four. I think you'll get some people.
I'm saying I want them down there. So they're like, hold up, man. How Spike get the front? Who sold Spike?
Well,
Tracy?
I mean, Spike was sitting front row in Indiana after the choke game.
Yeah, I want everybody. I want the New York to flex their muscle. Like, oh, I want it to look like the same way it looked in New York. I want it to look like that for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to see all the stars. I want to see Ben Stiller.
I want to see everybody. I find this whole ticket thing amazing. Yeah. Like, and we're all just like thinking of it from the wrong perspective. So many people are thinking, how cool is it that the owners are doing this? And I'm thinking of it, how pathetic is it that the owners have to do this? How pathetic is it that they have to do this? Now, on top of that, this is nothing new. So the Ranger fans are also good at buying up road tickets. They'll do it in Tampa. They've done that in the playoffs. They'll do it in Florida. If they face the Panthers in the conference finals, I guarantee you that building will be half Ranger fans. But the Carolina Hurricanes, they are well aware of it because a lot of New Yorkers in North Carolina. And when the Rangers go down there during the regular season, it's like a home game. It's loud. The only thing, I mean, they even do the goal chant, everything. So what the Hurricanes did 2 years ago was they banned sales, ticket purchases outside of their North Carolina, South Carolina, and parts of Virginia. So you can't buy a ticket to like game three or four if you live in the New York area.
They don't realize New York knows all the tricks to get around that.
Oh, once again, secondary market. But they're doing it again for this year because the Hurricanes will have games 3, 4, and then, if necessary, 6. And already they have done the same exact thing. It's restricted. The ticket sales are restricted to residents of North Carolina, South Carolina, parts of Virginia. And residency is based on credit card billing address. So if you have an order outside of those areas, it'll be canceled without notice with a refund.
Can't you sue them? No.
They can do that. They could restrict that. That's what I told you. The Rams do that about Niners fans.
That sounds like a lawsuit.
But the Hurricanes are doing the same thing. And once again, the secondary market is obviously where you go. And a lot of people will buy up tickets and then resell them to make a profit because they don't care about your team. They don't care about your building. They want to just make money off your ticket sales.
They know this will
be a hot ticket.
What I'm saying is just get ready for somebody to sue them. That somebody's going to challenge that.
Bart, nobody has done – no, nobody – how
bro,
you think,
somebody
you think
sues,
anybody – San Francisco yes. fans, how, you think anybody did that to the Rams when the Rams did that?
Bro, let me tell you something. Somebody sued McDonald's because they spilled hot coffee in there, and it says hot coffee, and they said it was hot, but it was too hot. I'm just telling you, that's the next money grab. That they moved out of town and that they love the team, and they're going to show videos of – my dad used to own, you know, before they left and went somewhere, they used to have season tickets, and they discriminated against me because I lived in a different zip code. Watch, I'm just telling you, people sue for everything, and they're gonna get something. Watch.
Matter of fact, maybe we should do that.
Maybe we should sue Philadelphia Sixers.
Sue the Sixers.
Yeah, because they stopped us from getting tickets because we live here.
No, they did, but they aren't doing that.
Oh, damn.
The Sixers aren't doing that. The Carolina Hurricanes are.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's sue Carolina. Get free.
Because you wanted to go to North Carolina and watch a hockey game? We don't even know what the schedule is yet.
I don't care. I'm suing off principalities.
All right, we'll get back to the calls. 800-919-3776. Spartan Hot 98.7 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Get some calls, 800-919-3776. Talk to the people. Dion's in traffic. Where are you in traffic, Dion?
I'm on the I-95, bro.
You ain't I-95. Brandy, are you heading to Philly?
You want to listen to Brandy?
No, I'm going north. Listen, Al.
Yeah.
What's up, Bart? I didn't mean to exclude you, but Al, he said whatever.
No, I said what up.
He said what up.
Oh, okay. Who do you blame for that Nick loss? Don't you blame the coaching on that?
For what? For like, if you're going to blame coaching, what are you blaming it on? On him telling Mitchell Robinson to jump into a three-point shooter?
No. Why is he even in the game at that point? Why is this precious?
That's a good question.
He's playing drop coverage. And he's so far back, that's why he's lunging into.
Precious could
guard the perimeter more.
Well, Precious would be in drop coverage, too. It's still how they play it.
He'd be able to recover quickly.
But he probably wouldn't have fouled.
I said that yesterday.
All you could argue is he probably couldn't have. He didn't foul. And listen, I agree with that, and I've said that, too. He didn't play the whole game, though. So to suddenly just dust off Precious Achiuwa with 30 seconds to go and put him in the game.
He should have been fresh.
You're letting Mitch finish that game, and it came back to haunt
him. Why is Hartenstein back in?
Because, again, defense. Mitchell Robinson has done a really good job on Embiid in this series. So you wanted the bigger defender and a guy who can obviously get you the rebound. That was important, too.
You're up six,
protecting a lead. You're all about your defense right there.
But to our caller's point, it's 28 seconds. He had an opportunity. He had an opportunity to be able to, you know what I'm saying, you're up at that point. You want somebody in there that can play good perimeter defense because threes, you're protecting the three-point line.
Mitch is 7 feet tall. And he has guarded Embiid well, and all you wanted to do was make sure you had defenders at every position, and that's why he was there. I mean, it's as simple as that. I'm not denying the question that came to my mind of, you know, Mitch is not one of your high IQ players,
right?
So I'd probably want a smarter guy out there, more basketball awareness
savvy,
guy. That's what I mean by smarter, more a guy just a little more savvy about the moment. Mitch jumping there was a bad instinct play. That's
an uncomfortable position for him to be in. He's a big man. You know, a wing would understand better, like how we doing this.
Yeah, you didn't need to defend that shot. You were up six. You did not need to block it. You just needed to disrupt it.
He hit it. If you don't, like, oh, are we still up by three? Now this is the new plan. You know what I'm saying? I hope that this time they have a plan for this high pick and roll that they've been getting killed with. You know what I'm saying? How to play that. Or you're just going to say, well, Maxey has hit those same difficult shots.
Yeah, well, don't double. See, to me, the problem is they put Maxey and Embiid on the same side, Embiid in the post, and they double off Maxey to Embiid, which is a mistake. Because now you're leaving Maxey open to catch and shoot. And that's – he's become a really good three-point shooter. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, let Kyle Lowry shoot that shot.
Well, he's not bad either. Izzy is the postman. Izzy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for taking my call again. I called last week about the Ravens draft, which, Bart, I'm so happy what Eric Costa and Ozzy did again. They had another masterclass.
What a show.
They
always do.
I know we're all on the basketball topic. I don't mean to take you guys off topic or whatever, but I want to pick your brains about something. I know with the NBA about the two-minute report, if the NFL were to do something like that, do you think that it would hurt the NFL? Because I know the NFL officials get so much hate, a lot more nowadays than back in the day, but how do you think that would work out in the NFL? Like, I know some games have been determined from, like, a pass interference call or, like, a holding call. How do we think that would
But this is the thing. We've been getting those. You just hear the coaches say it. They don't release an official thing, but the coaches put into play and they hear back and they usually talk about it. Right? You hear head coaches all the time talk about, yeah, we got it. It should have been called this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we were told by the league, yeah. Like they get their own report. That they just don't publicize it. That's interesting. But, you know, the other thing about the NFL too, Bart, is that the play isn't continual. So anything that's that close is reviewed in the moment, right?
Yeah, but if it's not challenging stuff, it's not changed, right? And if you're out of challenges, it still can happen, right? If you didn't have any challenges and you didn't get a call from upstairs. But the good thing is all scoring plays are reviewed.
Yes.
So, like, when it comes to scoring, you know, opposed to, like, maybe a first down or something like that. So maybe somebody gets a first down or something like that that's not warranted. But for the most part, all scoring plays are reviewed. So if something happened, now they're not going to call a penalty on it. They're just going to see if the catch was completed and stuff like that. But, you know, the NFL actually been getting that report for a long time. You hear coaches in their press conferences talking
about it. So why don't they publicize it? Why wouldn't they just – if teams are already getting it, the NBA publicizes it. Why wouldn't the NFL do it too?
I mean, I don't know. But the coaches always put it in it. The coaches always talk about it or mention it in their press conferences the following day, and sometimes players mention it as well.
All right, Wind Creek Bethlehem is your kind of fabulous. Enjoy Pennsylvania's loosest slots and most free play, plus live stadium gaming, a poker room, and the sports book powered by Betfred Sports. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll continue with your calls. Lots more to talk about, of course. Speaking of L2Ms, as the Mets and Yankees are going to both play at 1 o'clock here, that ending, that Alonso play is one I'm still scratching my head on. I need somebody to explain what exactly they were looking for, because the only thing that I was looking for was to see if he got the hand on the plate before the tag. And it seemed like he did, but the review said no. And I think it was because it was more inconclusive. I got to get to the bottom of this, because when you're not scoring runs, that's critical. I also need to know, why was he running? Why wouldn't you have a pinch runner there? I know it was you're still tied, but still. Don't you want somebody with some speed there? All right. Hour number two is coming up. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Knicks should have closed out the series last time out tonight. Get another chance in Game 6 against Philadelphia. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave were confident.
You're nervous. I'm fine. There's some anxiety. I'm not anxious at all. They are not losing this series, Rick. I told you when it started. I said 5. It should have been 5. It's going to be 6. If it's not 6... they will win the series in 7.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, you'd prefer not to have a game 7.
Of course, I don't want the game 7, but I'm.
But I don't know how you can't be a little bit nervous.
I'm just not. I just.
That surprises me.
I have ultimate confidence right now in this team.
That surprises me.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.